Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The lilting voice, the golden voice of Stevie Nicks will bring us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the aluminum voice of small business. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeff, it's pretty bad when you crack yourself up, you know? It's I'm out here in my own, outstanding in my own field, as my kids tell me. Hey, Jeffrey's exactly. Zabar, folks. Jeffrey's our guest and our good friend, longtime 19-year Brain Trust member, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com, author of 3 books on being home-based, and an award-winning journalist. Jeffrey, quickly, give us a real quick tour of this other website and what you're doing with it.
Yeah, the latest website, as you know, and as longtime listeners would know, there's not a domain I won't launch on a women of prayer. And so started with goinsoho.com years ago when I was writing and speaking exclusively on home-based and entrepreneurship and telework. Then that went into Chief Home Officer, and I got jeffzabar.com. I have gotwords.com. And then about 8 years ago, we started doing a lot of road tripping, and I wanted to write about working from the road, and I created homeofficehighway.com to talk about it. Now, lately, my wife and I have gotten into road tripping. We bought a travel trailer and we have a pickup truck, you know, sitting right here in the burbs of South Florida. And we started visiting, you know, going on road trips and doing music and arts festivals and things like that. And
so you're covering that and putting it up on the website, aren't you?
I'm covering and putting up on the website. The website is roadtripmojo.com. And so what we do, and we did one this weekend, there was a music festival up in Live Oak, a beautiful part of North Florida, Spirit of Suwannee Music Park, and we showed up, we hung a banner, we gave away koozies and little flashlights,
there you go.
Coffee in the morning for folk. And it was, you know, it's just, as I say, it's a playful pursuit of a personal passion.
But it's another way of being part of your brand. It's another way of, I mean, your job is, you've got kind of a free spirit job, if you think about it. I mean, as a wordsmith, a freelancer, I mean, there's nothing more, there's hardly more free spirit in the marketplace than being a freelancer. And that's what what you just described was how you've continued to reinvent and refresh yourself, but you kept looking around, and success was happening around you, and that was a way for you to tell, okay, what I'm doing, as quirky or weird as it may be to some people, what I'm doing is working, and you're always looking for what does it look like when it doesn't work.
Right.
And that's the big deal.
What we see, and I don't want people to get the idea that being a freelance writer is what has allowed me to do this. It's being independent that has allowed me to do this. So mm-hmm. I don't care what you do. You know, there are any number of jobs that may not require you to show up 9 to 5, even if, you know, where you're the one first one walking in and last one walking out, flipping the lights on and off at your storefront. You know, that may be a little bit different, but where, you know, whatever your level of independence is and the work that you do that affords you that type of independence, you know, we should always, always internally be looking for that pivot. And not something, look, what I'm doing with Road Trip Mojo, what I did with Home Office Highway, what I did with any of these, never required me to quit my day job to do it. Never right. required me to do such a pivot that
but
I had
still,
to
jeopardize. But still, it's really, but it's still part of the Jeff Zabar package. And it's never,
and that's what's key.
That's my point is, yeah. is you kept it fresh. You reinvent, I always considered those things you were doing to be a form of reinvention, variations yeah. on the theme. I'm sure it helped get your brand out there. I'm sure it helped you get some new prospects, but the main thing is all the while you were doing those things, which were a little bit of a variation, you had to check your position and say, okay, I'm doing these things. Is it hurting me or helping me, or is it neutral?
Right.
What's going on?
Right.
You have to check your position. And as a business owner, you constantly got to say, okay, am I moving in a direction that's sustainable? Is my model working or is it not working? What do you think?
Well, absolutely. And I think you have to realize that no matter what direction these evolutions take you, are you evolving in the right direction? So, for example, I mean, we spoke about, and I'll be brief, but we spoke about it earlier, how there was a section of my career, 15-plus years of it, where I was speaking. So much of my work was speaking and consulting on entrepreneurship and how corporations could reach the entrepreneurial set. And at some point, I decided to move away from that because there were parts of the, you know, I won't get too into it, but there were parts of the work that I didn't really like. And I said, I don't want to do it anymore. And I also said, you know, how sustainable is it over the long term? And so I said, you know, maybe move away from that. And I got back to my core of what I do, but constantly.
But in that transition, you had to continually check your position to make sure you weren't moving away from success towards something that may or may not be successful. I mean, you've got to continue to always check that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're not watching your measures, your gauges around you, and just the things that are out there about you, your gauges will tell you one thing, and, you know, just observing the marketplace will tell you another. That's how you stay at time.
One important thing is are the dogs eating your dog food? That's one really important thing.
Exactly.
Are the customers coming? And then, more importantly, are they coming back? Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com. Give me the last one again, Jeff.
Roadtripmojo.com.
Check it out. Good job. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure.
See you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.